From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 2 years after the Islamist militants Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in northern Nigeria, a new video purporting to show the girls missing. Missing girls has given parents hope that their children might still be alive. Ayuba Alamson is an elder in the community of Chibok, where the girls were kidnapped.
People have been offering prayers right yesterday and today to see that we see these girls alive.
Until now, there has been almost no news of the 219 girls taken by Boko Haram in 2014 from that school in Chibok, which sparked global condemnation, street protests in Nigeria, and offers of help finding the girls from the country's allies. North Korea appears to have failed in an attempt to launch a missile to mark the birthday of its founding president. Observers have been anticipating that North Korea would mark the birthday of President Kim Il-sung with the launch of a mid-range ballistic missile. Strong magnitude 6.2 earthquake has shaken southwestern Japan, killing at least nine, injuring hundreds more. That quake was centered about 1,300 kilometers south of Tokyo. It struck in the late evening Thursday when most people were home. Police say at least 19 houses collapsed and fear many more are trapped in the wreckage. Keith Ellison, a Muslim American congressman, is calling Islamic State militants a collection of liars, murderers, torturers, and rapists after the group threatened to kill him. He says no Muslim he's familiar with recognizes the kind of Islam that the Islamic State preaches. Islamic State has issued death threats this week against a number of people it calls politically active apostates. This is VOA News. Turkish Parliament has begun the process of lifting the immunity of leading parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish party. That story now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Parliament is considering a motion by the ruling AKP to amend the constitution to ease immunity for parliamentary deputies. The move is widely seen as aimed at the pro-Kurdish HDP, with its leading members facing charges of supporting terrorism. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said opposition parties have an obligation to support the move in the battle against terrorism. The reform is expected to easily pass in Parliament, with the main opposition Republican People's Party supporting it. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
World Bank President Jim Kyung Kim says he is extremely concerned about the widespread creation of offshore companies by wealthy people around the world to evade taxes, saying it takes large sums away from governments who need that money to fight poverty. Kim told a news conference here in Washington he was distressed by the scope of the offshore accounts as disclosed in the so-called Panama Papers. Those are a massive leak of documents from a Panamanian law firm that for decades helped create the companies across the globe.
We're extremely concerned about the fact that it's been revealed once again, and it was no mystery. We knew that these things were happening. But I want to stress that when taxes are evaded, that when state assets are taken and put into these havens, all of these things can have a tremendously negative effect on our mission to end poverty and boost shared prosperity.
Kim touched on several other global issues. He decried the push in Europe to curb migration to the continent and the proposals by some U.S. presidential candidates to erect barriers along the southern U.S. border with Mexico to halt the flow of illegal immigration. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidates Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton held a contentious debate late Thursday in familiar territory. It's Brooklyn, New York, ahead of next Tuesday's very important New York State primary. Two had a sharp exchange in which they questioned each other's judgment. Both candidates have deep ties in New York. Sanders was born in Brooklyn 74 years ago, remains actively sporting the accent that is typical of that area. Clinton represented the state as its U.S. Senator from 2001 to 2009. Both candidates have large followings in New York, but polls going into Thursday night's debate show that Ms. Clinton has a double-digit lead over Sanders statewide. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.